today for the first time. We're going to have a joint sleeper camp just on St. Paul. The St. George kids are going to come over, and then we're also going to host some students from the Command Islands. So for the last year, the high school students have been writing letters to students in the Command Islands, and they've been receiving letters back, and we have to get these translated between Russian and English. And Sonia and Marty have put together a poster, so if anyone wants to check out the letters, and if you want to ask any questions about the project, Sonia and Marjorie can answer afterwards. Thank you to Greg and the students. So he's recording the audio sound of the songs that Aquilina students are going to be doing, and we're going to be sending those songs to our friends in the Commander Islands, so they'll be able to hear voices from here. So I'll pass over to Aquilina.
I just wanted to take a couple of minutes to mention the importance of Commodore C. Ostrov for Commander Islands. Anyone who here has Lestinkov or Bortakovsky lineage, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Your families originated with the Russian influence on Commodore C. Ostrov. So the first Bortakovsky and Lestinkov that were coming into America, what eventually became America, actually came across the Sea of Okhotsk and stayed on Bering Island for 7 years. They were dropped off. There were 12 men, and they ended up marrying into the Unnana culture there, and hence the family lineage began. Other families, I'm sure, but I just, with my own research, know those two families on the Pugalov Islands, those origins are on Komondorsky Ostrov. Okay, that being said, who wants to sing Slumak Nawomi? Okay, you want to come up here? Come up here and sing it with us. We'll all